Falcons, Panthers, 425 Sunday up there in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. And Falcons are 3-2 in spite of the fact they're not running the ball or they're not stopping the run either. Two of the cardinal rules of football, gentlemen. And you can say they've gotten progressively worse as far as points allowed. 18 versus the Steelers, 21 versus the Eagles, 22 against the Chiefs, 24 against the Saints, and 30 against the Bucks. But you're sitting at 3-2. You're 3-0 in the conference, 2-0 in the division. Your only losses are to AFC teams. So work in progress, but, hey, it's good to be 3-2.
The point scored thing, you can throw that out personally. Thursday night game, short
rest.
You
also have different calibers of offenses you're facing. But you're giving up a ton of rushing yards to every team you face, though.
Yeah, and I think we've talked about that. And I think part of that is how you're playing defense. Because you're giving them looks.
Do you think it's schematic more than maybe limited personnel?
I think it's a combination of both. I think there is schematics that they have that are allowing teams to run. But I also think you miss Nate Landman. I just don't
see he's back though. At least he's practicing.
His window is open, and
what's the 21-day practice window? Yeah. Is what they call it.
And so I think he was limited yesterday in practice as well. And so there's a chance. Yeah, he's back. And I don't know if you're going to have Troy Anderson this week at all. Today will be the day to tell because I don't think he practiced yesterday.
He's going to be that guy that's going to be injured his entire career, it seems like.
It's definitely on that trajectory at this moment. But, I also think missing a Thursday night game after a physical game like you played with the Saints and having – where he had 17 tackles and he did bang his knee up a little bit. I kind of expected him to come back this week, but right now you don't necessarily see it. But to the run game, I just don't think the linebackers, I don't think you're doing a great job up front, but I also think your linebackers are doing a good job of shedding blockers. And I've said that like over and over again and getting off these blocks and making these tackles in a hole.
Yeah, but that's 5 yards downfield though. So you're giving about 5 yards.
But the problem is they're supposed to shed and get in there and fill that hole and those gaps. But I also think when you're playing these safeties back, Mike, that it's also daring teams to run on you.
Well, and I think we're missing one of the bigger points here. And it's not to me, the point is not so much about what they can gain on the ground. It's what they can gain on the clock. Rob, you and I have not had a chance to talk about Alabama and Vanderbilt this past week. And obviously, one of the crazier losses in Alabama history as the number one ranked team, you lose to Vanderbilt. Bama has never... from what I've heard, allowed any other team to possess the ball for more than 40 minutes. And Vandy had it for 42 minutes. 42 minutes this past weekend. If you look at what Carolina is and you look at what the possibilities are, no, they are not an elite offensive unit, right? No, their defense, yes, their defense has struggled. They're one of the worst teams in red zone percentage in the league defensively, and they're one of the worst teams at pressure rate in the league defensively, all right? So how do you go about a game plan if you're the Panthers going into this weekend, the quarterback play has been spotty, you're nicked up in the wide receiver core, you don't really know what you have, you use Chuba Hubbard, right? And you try to control the clock, and you try to get 5 and 6 yards at a time because that has happened to the Falcons numerous times this year where they cannot get off the field. And we know, especially before last Thursday, that time of possession has been the Achilles heel of this Atlanta team. So when we kind of look at this game and we look at it from that 10,000-foot view and say, man, how in the world could the Falcons lose to a team as bad as the Panthers? That's how. You run Chuba Hubbard and you run him 30 times and you keep Kirk Cousins and that offense off the field and don't allow them to get the ball rolling offensively to where the timing starts to sync up and they can make explosive plays. That's the blueprint. That's what Dave Canales is going to go into this game thinking that he can get done on the ground. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what the Falcons do to counter that defensively along the defensive line and with the banged-up linebacking core.
And honestly, if you don't have Landman and Anderson, I think you bring Justin Simmons down in the box and let him play off some of the stuff we saw him do at Denver. He is very good in the box against the run game, or he was in the past. I'm not opposed to that, but you also have to do the little things. And I don't want to start throwing out cliche terms, but you have to do a good job on the edge of setting the edge and extending run plays. But I feel like a lot of the ways that we've been hurt the most is just right up inside.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. And at times last week, it was interesting to me because obviously you knew Bertrand going into the game last week was going to see his most extensive time by far, and mm-hmm. he did. But
wasn't
it also
last week the first time any rookies have played this year? Aurora and
Bertrand has played, but not like the role he did last week. Like, he's been special teams and everything else, and obviously he was a featured piece of the defense last week. And Rook was definitely the first time that he had played any of the defensive linemen,
and he played well. I thought Rook played well.
Well, the fact I heard his name three or four times indicates he was making an impact.
It's only a matter of time. Here's what I'll say though: Bertrand, as part of this plan, it was like half of what you would have done with a Troy Andersen. And the other half, guys, they go into like this 6-1 spacing where you leave four defensive linemen in the game, all right, use a couple of outside linebackers, and then you use Caden Ellis kind of in the middle as like the first guy, the only guy that's at the linebacker depth. And then at the last minute, they did a nice job of kind of rolling Justin Simmons and Jesse Bates down into run support next to Caden Ellis. I thought it was a really good game plan. As far as how they were going to defend the run last week. So it was like, hey, we're not just going to use apples to apples and put J.D. Bertrand where we would Troy Andersen. We'll do a number of different things. We'll use nickel personnel, and we'll use four defensive linemen and a lot of other things to kind of give different looks so they can't just attack J.D. Bertrand in coverage.
And 42 of their yards last week came on Baker Mayfield scrambles. And so if you go look, you gave up 160 yards. But if you and I know you can't, and I know it counts, but those are scrambles out of the pocket on passing plays. That they in reality, they allowed 118 yards if you take away that, which is would have been their best day all year against the run game,
yeah,
Mike.
For sure.
So, and Rob, Andy Dalton doesn't bring that. Yeah, he might get out every once in a while and get you 5-6 yards. I think in some ways he's probably a little bit better than Kirk at that, but not much.
How good has Hubbard been, though? He's pretty much a focal point of that offense. He's still averaging almost 6 yards a carry.
Yeah, he's got 400 yards, but just a hair under 400 yards for the season.
Back-to-back games, he had a 38-yard run against the Bears and the Bengals, so he can also get loose as well.
And they busted that right up the middle. But they're down a couple offensive linemen.
Yep.
I think it's true. I think this game is going to be won. If the Panthers win this game, Mike nailed it. It's Chuba Hubbard. It's their run game. And then can they possess the ball? On the other side, though, the Falcons found something with the passing game and the way that they were able to cut the Bucks up, I should say, and carve them up in the passing game, where you were able to use that to possess the ball and keep them off the field. Baker Mayfield looked great last week. He was 19, I think, of 24 with 3 touchdowns. Only had 180 yards.
Yep.
And you talked about the scoring. I thought that was the style of game that it was, where they scored 30. You gave up 21 to Jalen Hurts and the Eagles' offense, which even without A.J. Brown is still a pretty good offense.
They almost rushed for 200 yards. I'm just saying going forward, this has to be addressed, though. You know.
Well, it's the rushing. It's not the scoring for me.
Yep.
I think if you're giving up 20 points in that range a game, yeah, you should be okay.
I'm not overemphasizing, but it is a symptom, though. Hope you can clean up and get better at.
But I think you nailed it when you talk about the run game and the time of possession. Like, the run game is what's allowing them to eat you up, and that's why they're accumulating more points. Because you're bending, and you're not necessarily breaking. But they did break a little bit last week in the red zone. So I don't disagree. I just think you got to shut their run game down. That's where it worries me the most. I mean, we haven't seen a lot yet from Xavier Leggett. I mean, you might. He's a good rookie. If he can get going, but the other side, I'm not worried about balance as much as just scoring points.
Is this gonna be one of those? Seems like Falcons Panthers play those ugly, plotting, playing in mud up
9-12.
Yes,
please.
That's
no.
What it always feels
please,
like
God,
with these
no.
two teams.
No, thank you.
Well, to that point, though, we've played them in some. They had the Thursday night game in 22, where it was rainy, heavy rain, foggy, not a good environment. Then you had last year, which was in December, rainy, foggy, overcast. Sunday's going to be 79 and sunny.
Well, look, and when we get to 7 o'clock and back to the Falcons discussion, I've got some stats of what the Falcons are the best at in the league and what the Falcons are the worst at in the league that kind of encompass what this game might be. But here's what I'll say. We talk about time of possession, and you talk about gritty games. And, Rob, I think you're dead on. I think the worst thing you can do for a team like Carolina, especially when you look at their scoring margin this year, is to let them still have hope deep into the second half. Their scoring margin this year is the worst in the league.
Yep.
45 points to 105 points in the first half is the worst margin in the league this year. Right? They've given up 105 points in the first half and have only scored 45. If you get to the second half and they feel like they're still in it, that's a completely different ball game for Carolina right now.
And that's playing clean football. If they turn the ball over, score 7, not 3. If you get down in the red area, don't have a big penalty. The one thing that Arch says, he said so many times to me in games, you can't let them hang around. Do not let, if you have an opportunity early in this game to put your foot on their throat, you better do it with full force. Do not let a team like Carolina hang around.
And you got to be careful, too. Andy Dalton's been around. He's seen about everything you can see on a football field, and he can beat you if you mess around.
Well, we mentioned it yesterday, Rob. People don't understand. He's the same age as Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Like, he's the same age.
If you play that off coverage, Mike, and you let him just dink and dunk, he's going to take full advantage of it.